This week in West Virginia history, clergyman William Dyke Garrett was born on December 10, 1844. Known affectionately as Uncle Dyke, Garrett was a legendary figure in Logan County history. At the beginning of the Civil War, he enlisted in the Confederate Logan Wildcats Regiment. Being deaf in one ear, he wasn't forced to fight. Instead, he was named chaplain of the unit. After watching the execution of several Confederate deserters, he started denouncing the war and saying it was against God's will. After the conflict ended, he became a circuit-riding minister for the Church of Christ. He is best remembered as being a close friend of Anderson Devil Ants Hatfield of Hatfield-McCoy fame. In 1911, when Devil Ants was 72, Garrett finally convinced the feudist to convert to Christianity. After the baptism ceremony in Main Island Creek, Garrett came home and famously told his wife, "Today I baptized the devil." With Hatfield, Garrett was a member of the Camp Stratton United Confederate Veterans, which controlled Logan County politics for 45 years. He also was known as an exceptional fiddle player. Uncle Dyke Garrett died in 1938 at the age of 96. For more information on Uncle Dyke Garrett, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.